Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Wednesday. July 19th, 2023. Sarah, Vinny, Alex, Brinny, and because it's hump day, our special guest is V to the motherfucking hail.
Speaking of hump day.
Yeah, we just were.
Guess who has an update.
Oh my God, shit.
I cannot believe this is
Come on.
Oh.
Tell us all.
I want to hear every delicious, juicy word.
Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, my God. I didn't know it was going to be like that.
Hell, yeah. It's been like 3 years. Come on.
I think you guys are more excited for me than I was. Okay,
everybody just be quiet.
You shut up.
Now it's even worse. No, I reconnected with someone who I worked with like forever ago, before I ever moved away to Santa Rosa, to Boston. When I moved back, but it was very random on Instagram. Like, you know how you quickly reply to someone's story or you go, ha, or LOL. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that built up to apparently us having sex on Sunday.
Oh, my God! Whoa! It happened!
Oh, my
it
God. I literally cannot believe
Tell
it happened.
Tell us everything.
Walk us through the whole thing.
Okay, it was great. It was like over 2 hours.
Oh, my God. Oh my he must have boned you in every hole.
Okay, wait. So, hold on.
I take that back. I didn't
Wait,
mean to.
Stop.
Okay.
This is someone you used to work with?
Yes.
And you just randomly were in the same area and decided to hook up? Like, what? Like you
no.
Did you go for like, food? What? Well, how did you walk me through that part?
Well, no. No one needs to eat before sex.
So
no,
he just came over to and you were like, come
no,
and
I
plow
went there. I
my
went there.
Field. Oh, I'm coming over to sit on your tractor.
Your tractor?
Whatever.
Wait a minute. So you had been with this person before, or this was
nope.
your first time?
First time.
Oh my God.
Wait.
So have you been talking to them? Like, why suddenly was
well,
it just so, like, it was, I need
so
to get fucked so bad? Okay.
When I moved back, we would randomly reply back and forth on Instagram. Very short messaging. Like, you'd see a story when you're like, oh, like if I posted a show, oh, I've seen that. It's good, right? Like, very short, simple, sweet. Yes, Vinny?
I have a question, as usual. Had you guys... prior to your hookup, looked at pictures of each other's private parts?
Good question.
Oh, that's solid. Solid question.
Oh, so the foreplay or the prior to the meetup was, here's what my cock looks like. How's your pussy look? And then you went, here's my...
And then it was like, looks like they're a match.
Yeah, I was like, well, that... peg fits in the round hole.
Okay,
so
can I? I got a question about that. Did you take a freshie, or did you go back and get like the best, the nicely lit
vagina shots?
Yeah, all your pussy
no,
shots.
No, I was literally at my friend's house.
Oh,
ran into the guest bedroom and did a quick one.
And did you do it from the front or from behind?
Oh no, the front.
Oh, so straight on shot of the. Vagina.
Did you just show like the Y? So are you like laying on the bed? Pants
I still want to hear the setup of how they connected.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh no, we're still working out the phone. Don't rush it.
Really honing in on this.
You guys are like, don't say anything, and then you guys are asking a million questions.
All right. Okay. Let her tell the whole story right, and then we'll get into the minutiae.
I don't. Okay. I'm going to leave out a lot of detail, and then if you want to,
yeah, we'll ask questions. Don't you worry.
One question before you go. What's his name?
You don't have to.
Oh, no.
His name is that's a red flag.
All right.
No, absolutely not. We work in the same industry. Hell to the
okay.
Non-con.
All right.
Okay. So it started off, we were texting and then, messaging on Instagram. And what led to it was him saying like, oh, because we were just chatting about our industry, stuff like that. Oh my God, you guys are writing stuff.
I'm guessing names. Is it this guy?
She can't read that.
I can't see that.
Nope, there's nothing on that page.
Please, I beg of you. I told him I'd probably be talking about this.
Okay.
But and then you promise not to say his name.
He probably wouldn't care. I care. That's no, because I don't need no one.
All right. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Sorry. Okay.
So
my bad.
It turned into let's meet up, and we could meet up and talk about this. And I was like, oh my God, was I born yesterday? Like, you don't want to meet up and talk shop. We're doing it right now. Like, let's, you know, call a spade and just ask me to come over. Anyway, so that's what it led to.
So then you asked to come over there. Like, can I just come over there and bone you real quick?
Well, no, I was like, yeah, I'm down to hang, and then it veered off towards the sexual texting back and forth of nature and things that you do when you, I don't know.
When's the last really time you had a penis inside your vagina? Is that like what it was like?
No.
I mean, he's like a 9-year-old.
Was that what it was like
when you said, and you wanted to know about when your woohoo could go in your wahoo?
So gross. I'm grossed out right now. Yeah, anyways, so I went over there. It was obviously. How far of a drive is that? It was far.
Oh, how far, an hour?
Like, took me 45 minutes there because there was a little bit of traffic, but 35 home.
Oh, that's not bad. That's normal for any big city. And that's where you guys live.
To the gas prices. What?
That's where you guys live. He wasn't like at a hotel somewhere. Like,
No.
You went to his house and you came from your house.
Yes.
Okay. So you guys only live 45 minutes apart. Oh, this is good. I'm enjoying this story a lot.
Yeah. So I don't know. So we went, we started. It was very weird to know someone that long. Mm-hmm. Like, I texted my friend before I went in. I was like, I'm nervous. That's so weird. But yeah.
It had never been sexual before?
No.
For just friendly, haha,
yeah,
little
I mean,
bit of a.
There might have been like flirting in the workplace, but very not sexual, if that makes sense. Like friendly flirting, like, mm-hmm. Whatever. And you carry on. Yes, Vinny.
Okay. I'm really sorry to interrupt, but I'll make it quick. So you know you're going over to this person's house, Ryan Seacrest, I think it is.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure
that's who it is.
You're headed over to Ryan Seacrest's
house. I'd
rather
dry up and die alone. That's so disgusting.
Okay, sorry. Take it easy.
It's all right. It's so gross.
All right, it's Dr. Drew. We got
okay,
it.
Dr. Drew. You're headed over to Dr. Drew's house. Anyway, okay, so you know you're going over, so do you like... I'm showering, I'm shaving, I'm doing all prep.
That was annoying.
A lot of prep, right? You got yourself all dialed. Okay, good. Let's hear it.
I mean, yeah, I guess so. Well, we know that there's the laser stitch. I just like had to shave my legs and stuff. I didn't get all hussied up. Like, we're going to your house. We're not going out. I went very casual clothes. Like,
I know, but I usually think, forget about where we're going and all this stuff. It's when... parts get naked, you want to look your best, smell your best.
Yeah. No,
you
that wanna... was all, yeah.
Okay, got
freshly
it.
Freshly showered. On my
got it, head,
yeah.
Okay.
No, so, you know, you sit and talk, sipped on some booze for a little bit, just enough to break the, you know, little nervousness that's there. Whatever.
Where are you sitting at a table, on a couch, where are you at?
On his lap.
Yeah. Did you walk right in and start kissing?
Yeah, did you walk right in? That's my question.
Yeah, did you walk right in and start just... freaking pulling shit like, off you
know,
and
a little kiss you in the neck first, maybe.
No, but he did at one point, because I think we were both, I don't know if nervous is the word, but it
I
was
think nervous is the word,
absolutely.
Yeah.
You haven't told anyone in 2 years.
Well, I'm saying, I don't know if he was
for
nervous.
For all you
I think
know,
there
it's
was
healed
like,
up.
It was like pent up between us just sitting there talking.
I'm sure you both
so
felt the same.
So finally at one point, he was like, dude, just, because I walked by him to go refill my glass, he's all, dude, just kiss me. And then we kissed a little.
Oh, how romantic!
Absolutely. In no way, shape, or form.
Be hail.
This is why it's perfect. There is maybe in a post-apocalyptic world, I would be with this guy. Like, I'm not like, there's no.
Wow.
She's in love.
It's Vanessa Seacrest.
No, is this her requesting, just denying this because she's afraid that it won't last?
No.
With Adam Carolla?
I would tell you guys, I absolutely
it's Adam Carolla!
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
So hot.
Dude, I can't.
All right, sorry. We'll stop guessing. We don't know anybody. Let's get back to the story.
Would you guys just, famous people.
He says, would you kiss me already?
Get over
And then you go over and you're like, yeah, I'll kiss you. Yeah. Right on your cock.
What are you wearing? What did you wear?
I wore like a little, not crop top, because in a cold day in hell until I showed my belly. But you know, with their little short top, kind of like a crop top.
But so tight, shows off those big old cans that I've never noticed, because why would I look at you, HR isn't outside in the lobby.
Sarah, you can look at my boobs.
All I want. Thank you.
Right. And then like cute little like joggers that I have.
Just a little. Like sweatpants?
No.
Like shorts?
I know what you're pitching.
What?
Well, I guess you could call them like sweatpants. Have you ever seen joggers?
No.
They're tight? No.
Long pants?
Yes.
With the stripe down the side?
What?
What do you mean fucking joggers? I don't understand.
Yeah, well, they're like sweatpants. Kind of.
But they're
kind
like made out of like polyester.
She's talking about the yoga pants, I think. Super
yoga
tight ones,
pants.
Right?
No, those are they? They're yoga pants?
No, they're not yoga pants.
Because I'm wearing joggers right now and they're
Let
not hot.
Let me see the jogger pants.
Well, I mean, mine aren't going to be the same as
Because you're wearing male jogger pants, dude.
Like, what's the difference?
Why are we talking about what my pants were at that point?
Yeah, who fucking cares about what kind of pants? She was wearing pants, just the same pants. What brand were they? What size were they?
I just want to know what she had on. I don't understand about jogger pants.
I want to know what happened after the kiss or how it got started.
So now here we are kissing. Now he's.
Yeah. So are you just macking him because you've been so starved?
I'm starved. I'm so hungry.
No, guys, I regret that I informed you on this information.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
You don't. We're giving you everything you hoped it would be. This is the fucking afterglow that you've been praying for 2 years.
Afterglow.
It's our afterglow.
Actually, didn't have afterglow. It was a.
You got the fuck out of there?
Yeah, it was.
Like immediately?
It was weird. I don't
know. Am I catching a hint of regret?
Yeah.
No, it's not regret. It's just. You know, you all build it. There's something different to be said about when you have sex with someone that you like and enjoy.
Oh.
And then sex with someone, like, I was serious when I said it. He's very much someone, no feelings in, could easily get out. Like, when you like someone, you want to, like, hang a little. I did hang a little, though. Like, I almost fell asleep in his bed and, like, flew up. And he was like, dude, chill out. And I'm like, why? It's fucking 10:15. Like, I had to be home for curfew. It's so sad. Anyways, it was just a little, I don't know him that well, even though I've known him a long time. It's just because I met him a long time. So there's something to be said for the comfort of being in someone's house in bed that you know and like versus, you know.
I get that.
Better than a rando. But yeah, it was a little, and I drove home and I fell a little, it was a little weird. I'm not going to lie. Mm. It was weird. But it's fine.
Okay.
Sex was phenomenal.
Let's get back to that now.
Yeah, you said like 2 hours?
Yeah, it was like a little over 2 hours.
So it starts with a kiss.
Well, yeah, that was in the kitchen. There was a little grabby whatever, and then eventually walked up to the bedroom. And then, I mean, we don't need like play-by-play.
No.
Yeah, no, we do.
What are you talking about? Yes,
are you kidding me? I
want to
hear every bass.
And all the in-betweeners, too.
Yeah, no, it was so long because, I mean, obviously he wasn't like in me for 2 hours. That's insane. Like,
so this is multiple sessions then? You start, 2 hours?
Well, kinda, no. Yeah. His move is to eat pussy for 45 to 60 minutes.
Oh.
I was under the impression that she did it for 2 hours.
I thought that was your move in.
That was a lot.
Yeah, no, you're just fucking around, like rolling around. We're poking for a while. Then we're sucking
and then
we're licking that.
You go
and then
back to oral. You fucking feel
around. So you're taking your time. Nobody was in a rush. It wasn't like usual sex.
No rush. It was actually.
I don't got all day. You know, that kind of sex.
Sarah, dude, I can't. No, it was actually very nice in that sense where. I was definitely comfortable. I say uncomfortable, but I was comfortable during all of that part. That wasn't like weird for me.
Did you bring like a vibrator or anything? Or
I did actually.
Good for you.
Oh my God.
Well, she wants to come, so you know.
Yeah, I didn't use it and I didn't come.
Oh, you didn't come?
No.
Did not.
Never come.
And you brought the vibrator. Why didn't you pull out the vibrator?
I never used the vibrator. It was just kind of.
Did you like trying to make him think you did without like really putting on a show?
Hell no.
So what did you say? Like, I don't think it's going to happen for me?
The knowledge of thinking they did that for someone. But.
So how did you, because a lot of times a guy, you've almost got to fake it or he's not going to give up. Meanwhile, you're like, nah, don't worry. This was fun and I didn't. I wasn't gonna. It was our first time.
No, that was never it. No.
So you just said it ain't gonna happen?
yeah, I mean, pretty much. I mean, we had kind of discussed, like, during, like, you know, when he was down and stuff. Like, you don't have to hang out there for...
Oh, because it's not going to happen.
The big finale, because, well, it's good, but it's not that good. So you're not...
Oh,
did he roll you over at any point? That. Was there a rollover?
What do you mean?
Ass did he licking. Lick your butthole?
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah, there was... I didn't his.
You
there
didn't?
Was no booping on my end. No.
Boop.
Nice.
It was very light, though. He didn't dive in. It was very...
Good, because that's gross.
No, it's not. You don't even know what you're talking about.
Did he try to get in there the other, you know, with the other thing?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, he did?
So did that happen?
He did not.
Oh, you said, you shut the back door on him.
Yeah, he's like, come on. And I was like, get a life. That's what I told him, because I know him. I was like, get a fucking life. I was like, find someone else, dude. I was like, you're not getting, especially on the first time, please.
Yeah.
Like, special people get in the back door. And even then... It's not great. It's for the
guy. So you're telling me there's going to be a second time.
Oh, yeah. There's definitely going to be a second time.
Oh, so he's, he's going to be a fuck buddy now.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Man, Brian Dunkelman scored.
It's Dunkelman?
Turns out.
Yeah. I don't even know who that is.
Okay.
I gotta Google.
Neither does Ryan Seacrest.
Gross.
I love it, V. That is the best news I've heard in so long.
It wasn't as exciting as I think it was built up too much.
No, it's perfect.
Do you think now that you're gonna start getting it on the regular that like that stink of desperation will be off you and you'll find somebody long term? Come on.
I could. I did realize from this though, like I'm so fine being alone. Like it was good, it was great, but like I couldn't wait to get home and be like in my own bed.
But satisfied.
Yeah.
Ish.
Definitely.
So you went home and used the vibrator on yourself.
No.
Oh.
What?
I showered.
You showered him off of you?
I did. I had sex covered on me. I was like, ugh, God, dude. I had to shower, brush my teeth.
Well, I'm proud of you for not faking it. I think that's important, you know?
No. Guys don't get that.
I know. They don't get it. Oh. They don't get it.
Oh, they don't get the fake?
Yeah.
They don't get the satisfaction of thinking they made... Got a girl
good,
off.
Good for
didn't.
You. But a lot of guys do get that satisfaction. They think they do because the girl's just like, this has to fucking end. And I'm clearly not going to come. So
yeah,
I'm just going to fake it
like a
and get out of here.
I head when they're down there. Like I'm like, beep, beep. And I'm like, yeah, come up. Like it's almost set, dude. There's nothing else you can do down there, buddy.
Hmm. Plus, you know, it's the first time. I wish you'd ripped out your, it would have been great to hear that you know, exploded in his face. You know. She's a squirter.
I'm not a squirter.
She's
so
a squirtle.
No explosions.
No.
Well, that is so fun.
Yeah.
I did not really expect this.
Me either.
Like, you made my day.
You know what's funny is I'm blowing
like I got laid and I didn't.
Aww.
I was going to text you guys because remember I always said, oh, I'll text you guys when it happens. And after, how gross is that I thought about you guys after?
That's great.
I think that's totally normal.
Yeah. Nothing gross about
that. Yeah. I was like, no, I want to see their face when I tell them. I don't want to tell them through text. So I
tell you something. I've imagined this day many times. And I didn't believe you for a second. I'm like, oh, she's fucking with us.
No.
Because it seemed like it was never going to happen.
I never joke when it comes to sex, Sarah.
I'm glad to hear that.
Stuff.
Yeah. And I'm proud of you. I just think that's, you know, you did it. Thanks. And you can set up a little fuck buddy situation.
One that I know, especially after being there, that I can make it a fuck buddy stitch and not have to get all everything else.
Entangled.
Those are hard to find.
Right. Well, because they're like the thing that doesn't really exist. Like everybody thinks they can make it happen. But
and then one person falls, and I know both ways we are so good to go. So
as long as neither of you gets a significant other, this is, you know, a good outlet.
Yeah, well, I'll be fine getting one. I don't need him.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. So you just have him available when you're like, I really need some cock right now.
Yeah.
And he'll call you and he's like, you know what? I want to fuck a pair of titties. I know someone who's got those available to me.
He's a big tit guy, that's for sure.
Oh, that's good.
Oh.
So you have those, so...
Yeah, I smothered him in those for a little bit.
Oh, that's nice. Right. That's fun. That just sounds fun. It just sounds like a...
Over 2 hours, it was fun. Like, that sounds, most of the time, it's like, but it's not, when people say that, like, you're not literally physically engaging in intercourse the whole time. It's stop, start,
fucking around.
It was a lot of that, which is hot.
Laughing, talking, squeezing this, no tugging that, you know, all the stuff. I feel you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm really happy for you.
Thank God.
I actually feel very exhausted now by this.
I am worked. I need a ciggy and I need a nap.
Right. A ciggy.
Cig and a nap.
You got any cigs?
Just give me I don't, unfortunately, because I can use one right now, too.
God, that sounds good, right? I know.
It does. It does. God, I miss smoking. All right.
Me too.
Well.
Me too.
That is everything I wanted to hear today.
Well,
this was like most satisfying.
Yeah. Seriously.
Satisfying show.
I feel incredible right now.
Hump day.
Even though I didn't come. It was great.
Yeah. Still satisfied, though, huh?
Yep.
I need to please.
You didn't. Let me ask you a question. So he's inside you, you're boning. Mm. Is at any point do you decide, I'm going to grab my clit and try to make something happen here? Or were you like, I'm not going to touch myself. I'll just let
I did at some point. I think we've talked about it. It's so hard for a chick to come, not just that way, but then when we do that on our own, we concentrate and there's no one around us. Sarah and I have both said this.
Yeah.
When we're doing it ourselves and then the guy's down there, he gets really excited. He's moving around. He bumps your hand. Like it feels good in the moment and it helps arouse things, but it's very hard to like.
It's a huge distraction.
It's a massive. And then I don't want to do it myself when there's a dude right there. Like, I'd rather let go and let him like take over. It's kind of like the fun part of it, right?
You know what I wish girls did more is if a guy is giving you oral and he's in the right spot and has the right, like, I wish more girls would say, like that, right there.
Don't move.
That's exactly what I say.
Yeah, that's what you got to say.
Just like that.
Absolutely. You have to.
Yeah.
Guys do.
And then we're a bunch of idiots. We're like, okay, perfect. Go crazy. Fucking ruins the whole movie.
Whenever you do tell a guy that, they get excited in that one spot. Yeah. Like, all right, Skippy.
Let me go crazy in that spot.
Take a moment here.
You know exactly what you're doing. No, I don't get, okay, fine.
Forget it.
You do you.
Bite you, I will. No problem.
Bite
usually
that thing off you.
If it's done right, guys are more excited to be down there than we are. And that's how it should be done.
Yeah.
And this person was a big fan, and I was like, God bless you. Not all heroes wear capes.
That's true. They should be
God,
naked.
V. Hale.
Yep.
You've done it. You've made our day, our week.
Our month, our year.
God damn it.
Beautiful. I'll be there for you.
All right, well.
Yeah,
I'm going to go bum a cigarette off a bum down on the street if you guys don't mind.
Hey, so we'll see you tomorrow. You're coming on tomorrow, right?
I'll be back.
Awesome.
All right.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Send your questions. We'll try to get to one. We'll try to get to a bad advice tomorrow. Maybe. Because you know Vinny's going to have like 50 more fucking questions.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be like, oh,
there's
this one thing that I didn't think
I don't have any questions.
Right now you don't.
Okay.
Once you get that nap, you'll be back.
The end.
Sick in your nap. You'll be refreshed.